This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
No wasting time here. We've got to get at it. Seven after the hour. Lots going on in your world. And so we're here to bring you up to date with some of our thoughts. Once you hear the facts, then you'll hear opinions. And then I'll clarify the mistakes the ladies make. It's part of the regular routine here on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Shen. What do you mean, wow? What do you expect from me? What?
I guess I'm still learning.
I want you. Yeah. Oh, well, that's a good thing. Yeah, congratulations.
I mean, Jennifer, learning what to expect from me. Right. What to expect when you're expecting, I think.
Right.
They call it.
All right, so Jen, what do we have this in your consuming your mind at the moment?
Well, bad news if you have summer travel plans because of the oil prices, because of gas prices, the airlines. So we spoke about this a little bit last week, but American had come out saying maybe we're going to have to raise fees if these oil prices don't move. Well, now Delta Airlines has jumped in, and they have decided to add a fuel surcharge. And they said that jet fuel prices have surged more than 50% over the past year. That has pushed carriers to raise fares, and Delta Airlines has also issued a notice to their investors that they're cutting profit expectations. They're the number two carrier in the nation. They said Wednesday it could take 6 to 12 months to recoup the extra fuel costs for pricier tickets.
Flash, news flash, the airlines made $8 billion in profit last year because every one of them has gone bankrupt, screwed the small contractors, and come out of it making money. So, no, they got a lot of balsam coming up with that story, especially
Delta did something pretty smart, actually. I don't know if you know about this, Dougie, but they bought an oil refinery back in 2012.
Yeah,
and they make to make
Their
own fuel costs less volatile, but they're still lowering expectations. They're still saying their cost is going to be passed on ultimately to the customers.
Well, of course, they wouldn't pass it on to the stockholders. There you go. In the travel department, Jennifer, there was a story. This is, again, the mindlessness of these companies that are so big. And I manage, I cop to it because I fly American from coast to coast because they have the most number of flights from my typical flight when I go on way more than anything else is Boston, L.A. So here's the story of Kristen Horobin, who went into the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, which is the equivalent of Hartsfield for Delta. The biggest hub they have at American is in Delta, is in Dallas. So Ms. Horobin says, quote, "We waited, my bag never showed up." The woman behind the counter said, "Oh, maybe that's your bag over there." So this lady looks over and she looks at her belongings heaped in a big pile, half of them destroyed, most of them missing. Then Ms. Horobin looks at the lady behind the counter. The suitcase was shredded. Most of the clothing was left was shredded. And that's all she got was a box of black grease and toothpaste. And nobody knows how her suitcase was destroyed. Two pieces, rips, tears all over it. It had been thrown into a plastic bin with just a big hunk of... This is it. This is these stupidos with their management. You'd think that somebody would be on top of that looking for her and apologizing. 50% of the things that were in the bag were stolen, gone. Who knows what happened to them? She received no explanation about what happened and no empathy. Oh, gee, what a surprise.
Yeah.
She said, quote, "I guess what I find so appalling is that after it happened, somebody gathered up what was left and of my belongings and put them in a bin and sent it on its way. The bag just popped up on the carousel. Half my belongings were destroyed." As she said, she was instructed to file a claim. In an effort to save some face, American says they have apologized, told her they will send her a $3,500 check for the damages, as well as a $300 travel voucher. Where are you going to go? From Dallas, Fort Worth to Albuquerque, maybe. One way.
Yeah. I'd be so livid if I was waiting at the carousel forever and ever, and then a plastic bin with half of my stuff just appears, and it's damaged and covered in toothpaste.
And they don't train these people. Back to what I said before about the radio and television business, same thing going on in any of these huge companies. I mean, the people that run it, their job is to make sure the stockholders get paid as much as possible. That's their job, understand it. But at some point in time, you'd think the stockholders, some of the members of the board of directors, would be smart enough to say, you know, we should probably put a better face on our company. We should do a better job training people. Maybe we should pay them just a little bit more instead of minimum wage or whatever. These flat-footed people that stand there and look at your bag when you're going up. I'm so offended by that. These people who barely speak English, giving me the once-over. It offends me, frankly. Who the hell are you to give me a once-over and try to decide every time? Well, it actually hasn't happened because I figure out how to do it. But, you know, people who don't travel that much who get victimized by these people. Oh, you got to take this bag and you can't have that and stick it. You know, they'll tell you where to stick it. Not in the bag.
Remember that lady that was getting handsy with me in San Francisco?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Come on, you people.
One of the TSA ladies pulls me out of line. Doug and I were traveling to go visit a radio station together.
Yeah.
And I swear she should have brought me dinner first. Holy moly. Woo.
Yeah. Hello. Okay. Another story from the, I suppose this is a travel story. Next time you're griping about how to feed coins into a parking meter or use your credit card. Oh, by the way, let me tell you about my credit card being stolen. Spare the thought for drivers. Here's the most expensive parking spot in the world in Hong Kong. Just sold for $760,000, $5,360 a square foot.
That's crazy.
The average price of a 1,700 per square foot apartment in the East. So parking, the price of an apartment in Hong Kong is $1,700 per square foot. This parking spot, $5,360 per square foot. It's attached to the Ultima apartment complex in the Ho Man Tin area, which is in central Kowloon, most densely populated part of Hong Kong. It's 900 square feet. The flat complex sold for $3.2 million when they first were available on the market a couple of years ago. Even though the spot sounds pricey, it doesn't quite top the ticket price for the most expensive parking space in the world. Manhattan parking spaces offered up at the moment for $1 million.
And someone
Victoria
will pay
just
that.
Grabbed up one of them.
Yeah.
It should
I
be sleeping
free
there,
on the
right?
street,
yeah.
But someone would pay that, yeah.
A lot of money. Oh, yeah. So yesterday, I don't normally use cash machines, but I was buying some stuff at the farm, and I didn't want to go back to the house to get money, so I went into the cash machine, and I honestly, you'll laugh, maybe you'll understand. That's not true. I used the cash machine once before, so I kind of figured it out. So I'm looking at the place.
Are you talking about an ATM?
Yeah. Yeah, cash machine.
You've used an ATM once before?
Once? How is that even possible?
Right.
Well, literally, all of my entire banking is... Yeah, all of my banking is done at an ATM.
I know you do. Yeah, I know.
Like, everything is done there.
I go to the bank. I like to put the check, see them, talk to the lady. It's all part of my
You don't even get to talk to a lady anymore, though. They're, like, behind the screen in some other country.
Like, I have my own personal banker who's been taking care of me for 40-something years
at
the bank.
Wow, you must be living in a different century than me.
Yeah.
Because we don't even... That doesn't even exist.
See, that's it. That's the problem with society. No personal relationships. So anyway, I got to get $300 out of the machine to pay this guy so I can go on my way. So I put the card in, do the yaddle, and get the money.
You didn't know your PIN?
Yeah, no, I did know my PIN. I remember the PIN. So I put the money in, and I turned around. I was in a hurry. I walked out, left the credit card in the machine.
Oh, Dougie. That's why it beeps at you.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It goes rant, dummy, rant. Was it a credit card that you were using cash against, or was it your actual banking card?
My actual banking card. Okay. So I went back when I realized, and I didn't realize it till dinner last night. I had some guests, and I took them to dinner, and I reached in my wallet, and the guy looked at me, smiled, and he said, "I've heard a lot of excuses from people not paying for the meal, but telling me that you left your card in an ATM machine, that's the first time I've ever heard that." And we laughed about it. But I didn't realize I'd left it in the machine until I was paying for dinner. And I thought, my God, where's my credit card? And so I went back and thought. So then I get my car because it was in Worcester. I drove an hour to go back to the credit thing, and it's not there. So I go to the police station. Policeman says, don't worry about it, because after 40 seconds, the machine will eat your credit card. And I guess that's what happens. You leave it in, and it just sucks it into the machine. Do you ever hear that before happening?
No, but it's probably better for you than what would have happened otherwise.
Right.
Yeah. I've had a few eaten by the machine.
How could anybody use it, because they don't know what the code is? You couldn't use it anyway.
Well, you'd be surprised. Because you don't need a PIN to use it as a Visa or a MasterCard.
Yeah. Just take it to a store and use it as credit. Yeah.
So you should check your bank statement just to make sure that the person who came in right after you didn't yank it out and stole your stuff.
I'm doing that right now while you listen to these commercials.
Smart thinking.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Your love of the outdoors led you to buy a fishing boat, and your love of your boat led you to turn a day on the water into a four-day trip, which led you to a record-breaking trout and a bubbling lava-hot sunburn, which led you to a new respect for proper sun care technique. Fortunately, your love of your fishing boat also led you to protect it with Progressive Boat Insurance, which you got indoors because of that sunburn. Ouch. I want to put some aloe on that. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
It's spring. Time to wake up and get a great deal. Jolt them out of their winter slumber with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Charger with up to 300 horsepower with 30 mpg highway. Or Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with available all-wheel drive in its class. Spring's here, and so are the deals. So wake up and join the Brotherhood of Muscle. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, EPA estimate, actual mileage may vary. Based on 2017 Ward's Mid-Size Utility Vehicle Segmentation. Excludes other FCA-US LLC vehicles.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget to sign up for the Father's Day combo giveaway from Works and the DJV Show. Go to djvshow.com, fill out the contest form, become a winner like Janet Crisman and Mike Collins. Be a winner. Sign up at djvshow.com, fill out the contest form, submit it, see if we can make you a winner over the next week or so at djvshow.com. 21 after the hour.
You have have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways down.
You have the advantage of listening to people who know what they're talking about here on the DJB show with Jennifer and Victoria and Bradley Cooper. That's who that is. Ever hear him sing before?
Never.
Check this out. Who would have thought?
In all the good times, I find myself longing.
So, if you haven't heard, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are in the new Star is Born movie, and the trailer is out for the remake. Trailer teases a few original songs composed for the musically inclined romance in which they both sing. No surprise, Gaga, but who would have thought Bradley would be a singer?
He plays guitar, too, like really well.
Yeah, right.
I had no idea.
So, if you don't remember, in this movie anyway, the character he plays is a fading country crooner named Jackson Maine. And the trailer highlights Jackson's personal struggles, eventual career lapse, perks up upon discovering a struggling artist. Lady Gaga plays somebody named Allie. She's a bar singer. And A Star is Born makes Cooper's debut as a director as well. He signed on back in 2015 to do this. Apparently, there were a lot of people being discussed. Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce, to play the part. And Clint Eastwood and Tom Cruise were interested in various stages. Bradley Cooper and Clint Eastwood became great friends when they did The Shooter, the story of Chris Kyle. The Shooter? That was what it was. It was called The Shooter.
Sniper.
Yes, it was called Sniper.
American. No, wasn't it something else?
American Sniper. Yeah, I think that was it. Yep. So, is Clint Eastwood involved in the production of this movie in some way, shape, or form?
No,
I know they're working on something else together, but I don't know whether he's involved.
I think this has been pretty much just Bradley Cooper taking over all of it, really.
Really?
So, yeah. And I think I don't know how Lady Gaga got involved in it, but they seem to, you know, they've been talking about it for a long time on social media, or Gaga has. So,
yeah, and definitely interesting. Okay. Just from the trailer, I don't know. I think their chemistry looks pretty good. I'm excited to see it. And
me too. I got to put it out there. This may be inappropriate and un-PC, so strap in, ladies. But a shred of gay in Bradley Cooper.
Really? No.
I don't think so. And his girlfriend is a really hot model. So
I know, but come on. She the musicals, The Long-Term Bachelor, come on.
Oh, come
maybe
on.
Just a little,
there are plenty
maybe
of...
a little switching back and forth. Come on, come on.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I don't get any gay vibes.
I've been a bachelor for a long time, and I sing, so what does that say about me?
Well,
exactly. We speculate about you all the time.
Very nice. Okay. Anyway, this movie is supposed to be in theaters first week of October. Something to look forward to. All right, let's get to some music here. Some shocking information about David Cassidy. Remember him from the Partridge Family? Teen idol. Struggling with alcohol abuse. He was arrested 3 times for DUI. He took a trip to rehab in 2014, told family and friends that he had stopped drinking, but apparently, according to the documentary airing on A&E this week, or next week, the Partridge Family star made an admission a couple of months before he died at the age of 67 last November. He was rushed to the hospital. He fell ill in a recording studio, called producers to explain what happened. Quote, he said, I have a liver disease. There's no sign of me having dementia at this stage of my life. It was complete alcohol poisoning. So those of you who are...
The dementia thing is interesting because he said, he told the public that he was retiring because of dementia. But it turns out, because he was forgetting lyrics, but he was just drunk.
Yeah. Right.
Which is so sad.
He's been
sad.
Abusing alcohol up to the end, pretty much, and so that's pretty devastating, you can imagine, to his children, who assumed that he was living a clean and sober life. So the producers of the docuseries debated what they ought to do with the footage, and they decided to edit it into the documentary. Of course they did, because it's more scurrilous to do that. 28 past the hour.
Remember the first time you sat in the car you're sitting in right now? Oh, you two were in love. You miss that feeling, don't you? Just go to Carfax.com now to search millions of used cars and fall in love all over again. Because only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search. And it's easy to see all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search now at Carfax.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
There is talk the president could invite North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to the United States, but it all depends on how next week's meeting between the two go. He said,
we'll start with the White House. What do you think?
They're planning to meet next week in Singapore to talk about denuclearizing the rogue nation. Some mysterious health concerns forced the State Department to evacuate people from the U.S. consulate in China. Officials for a time concerned there was some sort of sonic attack where people were reporting abnormal sensations of sound and pressure. This happened in Cuba in late 2016, where staff members complained of hearing loss, difficulty sleeping, and dizziness. The House continues talking about immigration. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Members were very engaged, and it's clear that there are a lot of areas of consensus. I'm pleased that members on all sides of our conference are engaging directly to find a solution.
Republicans met for hours on Thursday morning, still working to come to an agreement. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Four minutes after the hour on the DJV program. Yes, you have found the people that other people around the country are talking about. That would be Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Karen Schillen. Yes, they're even talking about me. So let's not talk about us. Let's talk about other people in the news. Kim Kardashian, her mission to free Alice Marie Johnson accomplished. So this is something I want to sound authoritarian, like I know what I'm talking about, but I don't. So I'm going to pass it over to, I mean, I do. I can read the story and understand what went on with Alice and her deal at the correctional facility. But why is Kim Kardashian interested in this lady? Or is she just trying to do this with a number of people? What's the issue behind the story?
Well, I guess this woman was, and help me out here, because I'm not sure how Kim Kardashian, Victoria, found her, but I do know that the charges were about cocaine possession and intent to distribute cocaine, and she was given a life sentence because I think she had prior charges, prior sentences. So she's in prison for life. She's already served 21 years and apparently has made some significant life changes. Yeah, she's including counseling other prisoners and all of this. And so Kim Kardashian went to the White House last week and talked to the president about commuting her sentence. He didn't give her a pardon, so he commuted the sentence, which means it'll still be on her record, but she won't be behind bars.
Yeah.
So pardons mean that you get your record expunged, and or the other commutation means you you're going to leave, your time is up.
Commutation is when you commute someone's sentence who's locked up. I believe a pardon is for someone who's already got the conviction on their record, but it doesn't actually make it disappear. Like I know with Dinesh D'Souza, he pardoned him last week as well, but there's always going to be the he had campaign finance violations. He was kind of taken up as part of this targeting from the past administration. But he admitted to it. He was guilty. He had given over, I think, the legal limit of contributions to a candidate or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so he went to jail and he was already out. The president, when he issues a pardon, it'll still say he was convicted, but in parentheses it will say received a presidential pardon. And to answer your question, Jen, I don't know how Kim Kardashian came across this woman's case, but she was expected, I guess, to be released in December of 2016 when Obama granted clemency to a lot of similar nonviolent offenders, but for some reason they passed over her. So I don't know what the reason was, and I guess at that point Kim started tweeting about it and raising awareness about her case, and then she's apparently hired. Kim paid for Sean Holly, who's kind of a high-powered attorney. Kim paid for her to take on the case, and she's been working with Jared and Ivanka for, I guess, maybe 6 months or more. They've been working together on this, so it worked. So happy day for this lady. She wrote a nice thank you note to Kim and to the president and said she told President Trump that she will make him proud. So,
good. All right, the Department of Justice Inspector General has concluded that James Comey defied authority during his investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of the private email server. Report in the Inspector General's name is Michael Horowitz. A report is on the ABC website today saying Comey ignored objections from the Department of Justice and from the Inspector General when he alerted Congress in a letter that the FBI had reopened the probe into Clinton just days before the election. Clinton's camp argued that Comey's actions sunk her campaign. Do we agree with that still? Didn't do any good.
I think it took a toll.
Nope. Right.
That was all Anthony Weiner's laptop, right?
Yeah.
Those were the emails that were all duplicate emails that they already had read, but saying that you were reopening the case made it seem like there was new stuff, which there wasn't anything new that came from it, but it's still, once that's out there, you can't unsee that.
Right.
The Inspector General, this
report is 500 pages, and it's been done for over 2 weeks. And the reason that people are starting to leak about it right now is that there are people inside the Department of Justice who are upset that it hasn't come out in a timely manner. And what they think is happening is that it's being, it's being wiped clean. It's being redacted so heavily that people will not be able to get the gist of what really happened.
What's the purpose of redacting it?
So that there's no embarrassment, to prevent as much embarrassment as possible to the Department of Justice and to the FBI. According to these documents that have leaked out by people at the Department of Justice, they've said that that James Comey defied authority, that he didn't act appropriately in his leadership, and it takes to task not only James Comey, but the number two at the FBI, Andrew McCabe, who's been asking for immunity this week to testify, because obviously he's got something to tell. And then Loretta Lynch, who was the head of the Department of Justice under Obama, is also taken to task in all of this. Because keep in mind, this isn't just about the laptop, this is about the entire body of how that email scandal with Hillary Clinton was handled by the administration, and so everybody's kind of getting pulled into this. And it's curious as to why they just wouldn't release it, but I guess redact away.
The first time I ever saw James Comey, he reminded me of a smug television preacher. That's how he came across.
A televangelist like Joel Osteen?
Yeah, kind of. That's the way he came across.
Well, I like to remind people no one liked James Comey until Trump fired him, and then he became kind of like this poster boy for, you know.
All right. Also, if I'm not mistaken, Jennifer, part of the same sort of secretly held information by the inspector general is a look into the U.S. financial system and what the Iranians had access to during the discussion of the nuclear deal in 2015. Apparently, did you see this? They allowed the Iranians to convert $5 billion into a bank and into euros from U.S. dollars. What the heck is that about?
Essentially, what happened is during the negotiations between mostly John Kerry, but you know, in the Obama administration, during these negotiations, they promised a million times that Iran would never have access to the U.S. bank or to the U.S. Treasury, that they would never have sanctions lifted so that they could actually use our banking system. Well, it seems that wasn't entirely true, and that kind of under the table and in the shadows, somebody went to the Department of Treasury and issued them a license so that they were able to work with U.S. banks and institutions, which allowed for the lifting of sanctions without anybody knowing about it until now. And now, fortunately, it didn't work out, and this is probably why it didn't become bigger news, because most of the U.S. banks that were approached to work with Iran denied them because they thought they were too much of a risk. Yeah. So this is just now something that's being uncovered, yet it didn't, because of the banks, I guess, integrity didn't go anywhere.
But who came up with the idea of letting them do it in the first place? Why would anybody even have thought to allow them to do this?
I have to think it was John Kerry, because John Kerry was so desperate to get the deal done with Iran that he kind of gave them everything that they asked for.
All right. You'll be happy to know that the airspace over Singapore is going to be restricted next week for the planned U.S. North Korean summit. National security is cited. Duh. So, anyway.
Well, yeah, because Dennis Rodman's going to be there.
Right. Yes. Let's hold it for him. Here's one other people story. In a manner of speaking, this is a people story. Toys R Us announcing last March that it's going to shut down all of its U.S. locations. 31,000 employees learning that they wouldn't get any severance. Madeline Garcia worked for Toys R Us for 30 years, rising to the position of store manager down in Boynton Beach. When the chain filed for bankruptcy, she comforted herself with the belief that if her store was going to close, she'd get 6 months severance. We were counting on our severance pay. Severance was always given to employees when they closed a store. She said, I think we should be compensated for all the years we put in. So what do we think about this, ladies? She and dozens of other employees protesting, trying to shame the company into paying them. I don't believe the company has gone bankrupt, has it?
They're in the middle of liquidating, and they had basically a fire sale and all the stuff. Well, the bankruptcy laws are really unfair. And I think that, you know, like this woman protesting and a lot of other people involved in any type of company that goes under, it's not necessarily the company's fault, but the bankruptcy laws are just really slanted in favor of the executives and just, you know, the people just are hung out to dry, and it's terrible.
Well,
but who's going to change it? Because it's benefiting the absolute richest
here's
and
the best
top
example.
Of the tier.
I've been talking lately about management of big radio and television companies and why we have such bad reporting, because they're paying people peanuts so they get what they pay for, bad reporters and bad editors and that sort of thing. But to sort of follow up on what you said, the two largest radio companies are in bankruptcy at the moment. And as part of the deal to come out of bankruptcy, the leader of one of the companies is being given a $10 million bonus, and the leader of the other company is being given a $5 million bonus for driving the companies into bankruptcy.
Ruining the industry that they're in.
Right, and ruining the whole industry, including little producers like me, who get 10 cents on the dollar for what we used to do, and these guys are getting $10 million, $12 million bonuses in addition to their regular pay. There's something wrong with that. I believe private industry needs to be run privately, but this is a public company. Both of these are public companies, and I don't say it for my own benefit because I don't get anything out of it. I just find it annoying, frankly, to see how these people are. Well, I find it annoying because a lot of my friends who are managers in a lot of these radio stations either have gotten fired or they take pay cuts of up to 30-40% so they can stay on the job. people who are making decent money, because it's a serious job, requires a lot of time and dedication. Program directors of radio stations like the ones carrying this program, those guys work 10, 12 hours a day, 6, sometimes 7 days a week to manage the programming of the stations that they're running. And for them not to be paid a couple of $100,000 a year, or at least $140,000, $150,000, $160,000 a year for what they do, which is what they used to get, and then some, is outrageous. And so they're cutting the pay in half, and the guy who runs it gets $10 million in a bonus after it runs the company into bankruptcy. Wow. I want that job. How do I sign up? Where do I sign up? Where do I sign up for that job? It's 45 past the hour on the DJV show.
Insight Daily Radio. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein had one of the most successful musical partnerships of the 20th century, collaborating on the musicals Oklahoma, Carousel, South Pacific, The King and I, Cinderella, and The Sound of Music, musicals that continue to be revived to this day. In his new book, Something Wonderful, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway Revolution, author Todd Purdom offers a revelatory portrait of the creative partnership that transformed musical theater and provided the soundtrack to an American century. We spoke with him about the new book.
Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II came out of remarkably similar backgrounds. They were both born in upper-middle-class Jewish families. They grew up in Harlem in what was then a prosperous neighborhood. They both went to Columbia University, where they both fell in love with writing and performing in the spring musical comedy. I guess the most surprising thing that I learned in writing about Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II was the degree to which their personal relationship was somewhat tense and even fraught. Each confessed his insecurity to others, each sometimes privately expressed frustration with the other, but they knew they had a good thing going, a tremendously successful operation, and they were never inclined to rock the boat. Their orchestrator, Robert Russell Bennett, said he'd once seen them in tears, but only tears of joy at the opening of South Pacific because they knew what a hit it would be. So the fact that these two men could produce such beautiful music, such lasting and enduring and compelling stories, while having a significant degree of tension between them in their working relationship, is all the more remarkable, I think. Each went to his grave, not completely sure the other had liked him.
That's author Todd Purdom, whose new book, Something Wonderful, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway Revolution, has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh no, what have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief, available in the store near you.
Many children and adults face life-threatening allergies. Race car driver Elliot Sadler discusses the need to react quickly when responding to a life-threatening allergic emergency.
When my son Wyatt was 2 years old, he was diagnosed with a severe peanut allergy. We take precautions in case of an allergic reaction, avoiding known allergens, understanding the signs and symptoms of anaphylaxis, and always carrying an IVQ, an epinephrine auto-injector. Professionally, I understand the importance of acting quickly. I was drawn to IVQ because of the voice instructions helped guide me to act quickly during an allergic emergency. And it's also reassuring that anyone looking after Wyatt can also learn to use. Taking precautions and spreading awareness is so important. We read labels thoroughly to avoid food with peanuts and remind everyone caring for Wyatt not to have any peanut-containing foods out on the counter. Our family and others caring for him always have an IBQ epinephrine auto-injector in case of an allergic emergency and are prepared to seek emergency care.
Visit IBQ.com to learn more about IBQ, including important safety information. That's AUVI-Q.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doctor, there is a doctor in the house, as you've noted on many occasions. As a matter of fact, with this broadcast, we celebrate 10 years of doing programs together. We being me, Doug Steffen, and Dr. Kenneth Q. Kronhaus.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Here to continue talking about your health and well-being. Find the podcast every week, the information, the pith of knowledge that Ken partakes of or shares with you. You partake of it, I guess. GoodDayHealthShow.com. And here's why people listen to Ken. Because, among many other things, he takes the journals, the medical journals each week, and analyzes all of the important stories so that you will understand what the research or what the stories are written about and how it affects you. For example, if you're a smoker and you're a man, right?
Bad combination. This week reported in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, oncology, that means cancer. Prostate cancer, Doug, patients who smoke are more likely to have tumors return, spread to other parts of the body, and become fatal than non-smokers. Smoking causes inflammation, which encourages tumor growth, and nicotine may help tumors spread.
So, do you think there's an age component to this, Ken? Because oftentimes, as I think you've told us, that prostate cancer can be something that you have for a long time. It develops in people who are too heavy as well as smokers. Imagine the combination and what your fate might be if you were heavy and a smoker.
Absolutely. I think that prostate cancer is common, but a lot of it's very mild and some of it's horrible. And I think the type of prostate cancer that you have, because all of it is not the same, is just much worse when you smoke.
I didn't realize that there was a different kind of cancer. I thought when, by labeling it as prostate cancer, that's the kind of cancer. So what could be the difference? Is not to get into the weeds too much here, but why would there be different types of prostate cancer? Cancer is cancer, isn't it?
No, in fact, there's just what we call a Gleason score, and this is the score of how malignant or benign it is, and there's a lot of variability from man to man.
All right, so is this another reason to have that prostate exam when you have your blood work done every year?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but there's been an argument about that back and forth over the years as to whether to get the PSA test or not in the blood work.
I think that that argument has switched, and the people who felt it wasn't necessary are now saying it's up to the decision of the patient and the doctor.
Mm-hmm. So you advise me and other men that you see every year to have the PSA test, right?
It depends on the man. It depends on their age. It depends on their history. A number of factors. There's not one size that fits all, but for you, I definitely recommended it.
All right. So does that have the same impact? Let's say a colonoscopy used to be, not that that's related, I don't know, you can't detect, you know, you're not looking in the same area, although I guess the access...
It's cancer screening. It's the same idea.
It is. Okay. Would you likely detect a prostate cancer if you're getting a lower, what do they call it, endoscopy? No, what do they call it?
Colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy, right.
No, that's separate unless it had somehow moved to the colon, but that's a separate screen.
Well, isn't it next to the colon? Prostate's right next to the exit tube.
It can happen, but you're looking to see if it's in the large colon when you do a colonoscopy. You're looking at the small, the upper GI, the beginning part of the stomach and intestinal system when you do an upper endoscopy.
Right. But I'm just talking about when you go in to the bottom end, you're likely to see what else is going on besides just in the colon. You can, because the prostate is in the colon and the exit area anyway, right?
But you're in, remember, you're in the pipe beginning at the rectum. And something would have had to move from its original organ and metastasize to the inside the wall of the colon.
Okay. All right. There's news about how to lose weight that's very healthy, Calitrin, and how it works. This is a very important informational bit, and it only takes a few seconds for me to explain how Calitrin uses collagen and the protein in collagen to help you lose weight. This is a natural digestive enzyme, helps you absorb the collagen fully, and thus continues to protect your body even when you're losing weight. This is an all... There's nothing about this that's anything but natural. That's why I like it, and I'm using it. Ken will be happy when I see him next time because I'm beginning to look like him. Lost 10 pounds. So the benefits of using this fabulous, toploss.com, 10% off for the weight product that really works. Lose the weight, toploss.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.